Yes.
All right. So the learning today should be a schosli. Thank you, Tzvi Katz. So the learning today should be a schosli l'nishmas ader chaver chaim las ben shem shenari, as well as a schos for nila neshama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Chaim Menachem ben Zion, a schos for Fu Shlima of Chaim Deb ben Arach Chanalei b'shein Arach on Abadati ben Peral, and a schos for all those in Eretz Yisrael. So we continue in Shara Aksarius in Orchus Sadikim, and we were talking yesterday about somebody who steals from a poor person that it's he's chayiv misa. Because of how severe it is, the fact that Hashem gives us a special mitzvah to look out for an ani, similarly a aman ani yasan. So he continues on this idea of why when you steal from an ani, are you chayv misa? He says, "Hagozel ani, when you steal from a poor person, kilo neitel nishmasa, it's like you take his neshama." That's from the Gemara of Bava Kamma. Even if he stole something small, kegan pruta, like a penny, it's chayv misa. This is under the header of cruelty. If somebody says a false report about his friend, causing him pain and embarrassment, or somebody who spreads a false rumor about someone's family, ain't like kaparilamis, you can never get atonement. Which we just had. Don't act like a creditor, which means pressuring for repayment. But we darshin that you shouldn't afflict the borrower, and don't approach him and don't walk near him when you know he doesn't have what to pay. So we're not talking now about a guy who you meet in Eretz Yisrael who owes you money, who's taking trips to the Holy Land for Pesach. What we're talking about here is a guy who taka doesn't have money to pay, and you know he doesn't have money to pay. And he's struggling, and you still walk near him to make him uncomfortable. They should feel that pressure. Don't do that. Ki hu meitzik loy baze, because you're causing him pain. So we're warned to remove this midah of cruelty from within us. Techsev kal amana v'yasaim loy sa'anon, not to cause pain and suffering to an amana and a yasaim. Uksev loy sainu ishas hamisa v'yireis eliyecha, that don't afflict another person. It's the same. It's the same words, Laisainu. Gamlahashivlaani. You also have to return a mashkin that an ani gives you. Takbal. So we're talking now about an ani gives you, let's say, his pillow or his pajamas. So you have to return it to him every night so he can use it, and then he brings it back in the morning. And Amar, it also says, that if he cries out, I'm gonna listen because I have Rahmanas. Similarly, we have a very an additional aspect of not harming someone, not hurting someone's feelings, and that is a ger. The gam yarchik achzaris afilu min abeheba. You also have to keep cruelty away from animals. Kedachsev yodei tzaddik nefesh b'emtoi. The tzaddik knows the needs of his animals. Shloi latricha yois midai, not to overwork it. Shloi yarevois, not to starve it. V'chein ksiv kisirach. So the pasuk says, "You see your enemy, and your enemy here, we're talking about somebody that you're allowed to hate because of the way he acts, and you see his donkey is suffering under the weight. You should help him unload his donkey. Why? That this you should help because the animal is suffering, and Chazal say is a daraisa. And if you're if other people fear you and they look up to you, and they're afraid to respond to you when they're spoken to, make sure that you don't overburden them. Meaning, if you know that the minute you request something, people rush to fulfill it, you have to be very careful with that type of influence not to abuse it. Even to warm up a little bit of water, or to send them running out to the city to buy some bread. Don't rule harshly over one another. And this is the idea that you should not use your influence to. It's not even you're telling the guy, you have to do this, but the social pressure is there. He feels this built-in pressure from you that he needs to do it. You have to be very careful with that. Because otherwise you can come to be over a lav as a result, even though you don't explicitly tell him that he needs to do it.